is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Our home tonight is Sydney High School, the scene of this evening's clash between the Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets and the Centerville Elks. Fifth-year head coach Megan Mummy has her girls at 3-0 on the year after a 22-2 a year ago. Sydney plays in the GWAC North, which the Yellow Jackets won last season. Centerville is led by 14th-year head coach Adam Prefer, 4-0 on the year, 22-4 one season ago. Centerville plays in the GWAC Central. The Elks won that title last season, defeating Nemesis Fairmont. Centerville went 26-2 3 years ago, Chuck, losing to state champ Fairmont in the tournament, 24-3 a couple seasons ago. As I mentioned earlier, 22-4 last year, including a 71-47 victory over Sydney at Centerville. Lady Yellow Jackets, a veteran team. All starters are back. Two returning starters for Centerville, including Victoria Harrison, who popped in 6 threes 1 season ago for Centerville against Sidney. One of only two blemishes on Sidney's record last season, the Centerville Elks inflicted the loss down in Montgomery County. Sidney seeking revenge tonight. Going to be a tall order. This is still a very talented Centerville team, which will play 13 or 14 young ladies tonight.
Well, and that's where they run into a real advantage, because they can keep the pressure on constantly, and they can run Sidney's legs out from under them. Sidney's got size. They got tons of size.
Yep.
Where they're going to have to handle the do a good job is handling the basketball and not have turnovers where Centerville shoot layups at the other end. That's how they give up a lot of points.
Yeah, good point. Sidney ladies averaging just 15 turnovers per game, but the Lady Jackets have not really been tested hard defensively by the opposition, defeating Outman Rushi in the opener. That game may be a little closer than a lot of folks expected. Sidney beat Rushi, though, by 5 at Rushi, 61-56. And then very easy triumphs over Lehman, 58-33, and Xenia, 61-29. You can bet Centerville will put the pressure on Sidney's guards in this game tonight. Can Sidney get the ball comfortably into the forecourt, run the offense, and dish it off to Sylvia Hudson, 19 a game, 5'10", and Selena Taborn, 15 a game at 6'3". Two strong young ladies on the inside, but you've got to get it down the floor first.
Well, that's the key. I think if they can turn this into a half-court game, right, they will be in it all night long. If they're having to turn the ball over and let them shoot layups at the other end, it would be a long evening for them. I'm sure Coach Mummy has reminded them, and I know if I was the coach, they would have seen that game film at least 3 times so far of last year, and yeah, and let them ask them. You know, that's kind of what Steve Alford did when UCLA played Kentucky after last year's game.
Indeed.
If you want to compete, you want me to cancel it, and that's exactly how I would have handled this with Coach Mummy.
Well said. Centerville has had 4 victories so far this year, defeating Olin Tangi, a Division I powerhouse, 52-30. Ponitz Tech out of Dayton, 67-13. Vandalia Butler, which plays in the GWAC North, 54-29. And 2 nights ago, Centerville had a close call, defeating a very good Canton Ridge team, which is a Division II stronghold, 55-51 in a game played at Centerville. Centerville team does not have anybody on the entire roster as tall as Sidney Staborn at 6'3". In fact, the Elks only have a couple players at 5'10", although good average height throughout the entire roster, 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", sprinkled through and through. As I mentioned, Victoria Harrison is back, 5'8", a junior, returning starter, along with Weston Minnick, a 5'9", senior. They are at 9 points and 8 points per game, respectively. And the rest of the starting five does feature a couple of 5'10 young ladies, Casey Perry and Logan Brazil, along with Jasmine Broner, a 5'9 sophomore. And Coach Briefer figures to play tonight, Chuck, at least a couple freshmen. 2 young ladies who are ninth graders are among the first 3 or 4 to come off the bench for Centerville this evening.
Well, I mean, normally, I'll say this, and maybe somebody will get mad at me, but I coach girls and boys. Girls, as a freshman, are ahead and can play varsity basketball more readily than boys can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why, you know, you can throw them out there, get them this experience. It's going to give them 4 years.
Sidney, so far in 3 games, shooting at a very good clip from the floor, 46%. Sidney's going to have to shoot that or better tonight and get the ball inside for a lot of close-in baskets. Only a 55% free throw shooting team is Sidney to date. Caitlin Davis, 5 of 9 behind the arc. Ashley Egan, 2 of 7. Hudson and Taborn pound the boards. We mentioned those two young ladies, Chuck, over and over again. It's a 32-minute basketball game, and I think Hudson and Taborn have got to somehow find a way down inside to play 26 or 27 minutes and stay out of foul trouble.
Well, there's the key. I think that Hudson can play 32 minutes. She's in that kind of shape, but she does have a tendency to pick up some fouls. Another thing that I'm hoping that she's overcome is there's times where things start to slide a little bit, and you can see her chin drop, and she kind of loses focus in the game. As a senior, she has to keep everybody up and everybody playing.
Exactly. She is a 12th grader. She's got to lift that head right up, pick up her teammates. They need to pick her up. One thing head coach Megan Mummy has been really pleased about so far this year is the chemistry on this team. A lot of togetherness. You would expect that after an outstanding campaign, 22-2, one season ago, and experience returning.
Well, yeah, when you win like that, it's real easy to be a happy group of young ladies. And then the nice thing about it is they don't really seem to care who's getting the points. They just want to win the basketball game, and that's something you really look forward to as a coach.
Jada Rowland, a 6'1 sophomore who was a freshman sensation last year.
I like her.
Is averaging only 4 a game right now through 3. We expect that to pick up as the season progresses.
Well, she's 6'1", and she has the ability to go out. She has good range on her shot, and she can shoot over anybody who's guarding her. So, you know, I would find some ways to get her some shots on the arc tonight.
Megan Mummy in her 5th year, as we noted. She's an Edison graduate and Urbana U graduate. Teaches math at Sydney High School. She mentioned to me about 20 minutes ago some of the math stats about her team through 3 games she likes. Some of the math she doesn't. But she enjoys teaching math at Sydney High School.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she does a great job because she's a very personable young lady, and the girls just seem to love her.
Adam Prefer, head coach at Centerville, is an Alter and UD grad. He also teaches at Centerville. And I asked him about a half hour or so ago, when was your best team at Centerville? He said the last 3 years ago especially, each of the last 3, outstanding. Those 3 are at the top of my 14 years. And he expects another outstanding campaign again here in 2015-16.
They play in a much tougher division of the GWAC.
Yep.
Let's just be honest about it. So they've got to be prepared to go out and play every night where Sydney's going to get they got somewhere they can truly phone it in.
Right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, Middendorf, the developer for Timber Trail, a new subdivision on 25A, south edge of Anna. Anna Utilities, Anna Schools, near I-75, a number of great wooded lots available at Timber Trail. Mitch Middendorf at Middendorf Builders, the developer for Timber Trail. Mitch will also customize a beautiful home for you according to your plans and specifications. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Bluffton University's MBA program, finish in 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. And our pregame sponsor, the In-Between, south edge of Botkins. The food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Sydney and Centerville next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Don't miss out on the big sale always at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and adult and youth bedrooms, plus more. Goffney Furniture, high quality, priced just right. Starting lineups being introduced down below for the Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets. Caitlin Davis at a guard. 5'9", and a senior, averaging 11 points a game. Also in the opening five, it is Sylvia Hudson, 19 a game, 5'10", a senior. Selena Taborn, 15 a game, 6'3", and a junior. Sadie Timmons getting a starting nod in this game tonight, 5'9" tall, and a senior. And the other starter for the Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets is Ashley Egan. She's a senior, 5'4", 3 points per outing. I'm sure we'll see Jada Rowland coming off the bench right away for head coach Megan Mummy. For the Centerville Elks, opening five consists of Victoria Harrison, 5'8", a junior, 9 a game. As I said earlier, she drilled Sydney for 21 last year at Centerville, including 6 3-pointers. Weston Minnick, a senior, 5'9", 8 per contest. 5'10 junior Casey Perry, 5'9 sophomore Jasmine Broner, and 5'10 senior Logan Brazil. Sydney Yellow Jackets in the home white, black numbers outlined in gold. Centerville, the away black, gold numerals, gold and white trim. Opening tip to start the game, won by Sydney, and right away, Chuck, a turnover committed by Sydney, traveling in the initial 5 seconds of the game. We'll keep an eye on turnovers tonight. Sydney must limit them and make every possession count against this high-scoring Centerville club. Here's Harrison with the ball in the left corner for Centerville. Goes to the foul line to Minnick. Hits Harrison driving down the baseline. Shot blocked by Taborn. Standout defensive play. Here comes Sydney the other direction. Davis up and over the timeline. We've played a half minute, no score. Here is a bust out at midcourt, an attempted steal by Perry. She yanked the ball away, but a lot of contact. It's a foul.
Yeah, she got the ball, but then she bumped her on the late pass. That was a good call.
Yes. 7:23 left in the first. Nothing. Good crowd on hand. Fine cheering section for Sydney. Far right corner of the bleachers. A good 8 or 10 rows. They've been making some noise. Well, Sydney threw it in bounds. A quick shot, no good. And a fast break by Centerville the other direction. A driving layup by Logan Brazil up and in. The 5'10 senior puts the Elks on the board first. Centerville would like to run whenever the opportunity presents itself. 2-0 Elks. Here's Hudson. Left side of the floor. Fakes right. Goes left. Shuffled the feet. She gained an advantage on the defender but walked. And Sydney has committed a couple turnovers right out of the chute, 3 officially.
And no stint without a shot. They haven't had a shot off yet.
A minute and 6 seconds have gone by. 2-0 Centerville, 3 turnovers on the Yellow Jackets. Here's Harrison outside the arc on the right, dribbles to the head of the key. Goes left side to Minnick behind the screen. Look out, bombs away, got it, three-pointer. Weston Minnick, 5 foot 9-inch senior, gives Centerville a 5-0 advantage. Minute and a half in. Hudson, far right wing for Sydney. Lobbing down inside for Taborn. The pass is off the mark. Another miscue. Interception by Broner. Broner's got it for Centerville. Right side pass to Brazil. Fakes right, goes left, and she dragged the pivot foot. 5-0 Centerville. Just short of 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Backcourt with the ball. Davis for Sydney up over the timeline. Picked up by Broner, 25 feet away. Sydney clears out for Caitlin. She darts down the left side of the lane. A shove committed by Broner of Centerville. A common foul. Good play by Sydney, isolating Davis against Broner. It drew the foul. Ball lobbed into Egan behind the arc. Near side Hudson goes baseline. Starts toward the rack, pulls up, still dribbles, dances into the lane. Ball lobbed right corner to Davis. Davis comes to Egan straight away. Egan dribbles with the left. Lobs down inside to Hudson. Hudson caught it beyond Broner. They double-team her late. Much too late, though. Shot good by Hudson.
Very strong move by Sylvia.
Nice entry pass from the left flank by Sydney. 5-2 Centerville. Broner top of the key. Right wing pass to Harrison. Straight away Perry. Perry gets a high screen from Brazil. Brazil rolls, catches the pass in the lane, missed the shot, no good. Rebound right corner, Broner. Cross-court pass goes to the shooter, Minnick. 17-footer, short. Rebound down to Sydney. Davis has it in backcourt. 5-2, Elks over the Yellow Jackets. 5.5 to play first quarter. Davis to midcourt. She's at the Sydney logo. Right side pass goes to Egan. Down inside to Taborn. Taborn's free for the short banker. Got it for two.
Nice pass by Timmons. Threw it right where she needed the leader for the basket.
Good look by the 5'9 senior, Sadie Timmons. 5 minutes left. Opening quarter, 5-4 Centerville. Dribbling 25 feet away for the Elks is Weston Minnick. And we've got a screen set by the Elks, which is not stationary, called by the referee. Sydney gets the ball back.
Keith Harrison called it on Victoria Harrison. No relation.
3 minutes gone, first quarter. 5-4 in favor of Centerville. Elks scored the first five. Sydney answered with four. Far right side of the court, it's Hudson near the boundary, double-teamed. Goes cross-court for Timmons, who juggles, can't hang on, taken away by Centerville. Here's a lead-out, Harrison, down the floor to Minnick. Minnick scrambles through the lane, shovels it toward the rim, hits the back iron and drops in. 7-4, Centerville. Here comes Sydney, counteracting Centerville's pressure. Drive to the basket, shot laid up there, no good by Timmons. Stick back is in, fine play by Taborn, she got the rebound. Sydney answering Centerville so far. 7-6 Elks. 4:18 left in the first. Here's Centerville throwing into the post. Turnaround 10-footer by Perry. Hit the flange and carried out to one of Sydney's guards who brings it up. It's Egan. Egan over the timeline. Now Hudson 25 feet away. Let's see if the Jackets clear a path for her. Hudson bullies her way into the paint. Off balance lefty. Hit the rim and plopped in there. Nice play by Hudson. Sydney's got its first lead, 8-7. Centerville, forecourt right, 25 feet away. Handling the basketball is Broner. Broner throws that inside to Brazil, and we've got a shuffle called against the Elks. Too many steps. Sydney with possession, up 8-7, 3:41 left in the first. Perry Nuss in now for Sydney, 5'5 sophomore. Midcourt, Davis over the center circle, dribbles off into the right corner, lobs into Taborn. Taborn in the lane, back to Davis on the arc. Now Jada Rowland has come off the bench, the 6'1 sophomore. She handles 20 feet away. Here's Hudson, foul line, steps back, shoots the 17-footer, swish. She's got it. And Sydney's got a three-point bulge, 10-7. Centerville led 5-0 early. Sydney's tallied 10 of the last 12. Straight away, Centerville, open shooter, Jessica Kimbrell, a 5'9 junior, a substitute, bombs away, bullseye, she's got it. The bank was open.
Whew.
She kissed that one in off the square above the rim. So Kimbrell steps on the floor, immediately knocks one down to tie it up at 10. Here's a cross-court pass by Sydney. Left corner, Roland, flies one from three-point territory, short. Rebound, jammed out of bounds by Sydney. Ten apiece, 2:42 to go in the first. We've got Davis and Roland on the floor for Sydney, along with Nuss in there as well for the Yellow Jackets is Hudson. I'll check that fifth player momentarily. Elks have the ball top of the circle. Shot faked by Harrison. Darts into the paint. Tries to stop on a dime. Can't do it. She traveled. 2:21 left in the first. Sydney with a rash of turnovers at the start. Centerville's picked up the pace with the miscues. We're near the two-minute mark, first quarter. Game tied at 10. Here's Davis sprinting down the floor, top of the circle in the lane. Lobs it outside to Egan. She's the fifth player on the floor right now for Sydney. Rifles a pass to Roland in the right corner. Then to Davis, high right. And we've got a three-second call against Sydney. No, an offensive foul away from the basketball.
It was one of those where Hudson got shoved and she shoved back, and that's the one they saw.
That's the first on Sylvia. She cannot afford to get in foul trouble and sit the bench for too many minutes tonight. Minute 55 to go in the first. Tied up at 10. Dribbling 30 feet away. It's Sam Schauble who's come in off the bench, a 5'7 freshman for Centerville. Hands off to Broner, who dribbles into the lane. Broner to Kimbrell. Straight away Harrison. Running one-hander below the foul stripe, way short. Rebound jerked down by Hudson of Sydney. Well, since the first minute and a half, Sydney's played very good defense against Centerville. Here is Hudson, twisting and turning below the foul line, banked it in, a fine power move. Centerville defender fell down, good acting job. The shot banked home, and it's 12-10 Sydney. 1:14 to go here in the first. Behind a screen with the ball is Schauble for Centerville. On the arc to Harrison, into the post to Brazil, turnaround 10-footer, no. Long rebound, Elks, foul, Sydney. Ashley Egan picked up the personal. Broner was in the act of shooting the rebound shot. She's got two coming. The first goes in the most weird way you've ever seen. It's stuck between the back of the rim backboard and the flange to the right, sat there, didn't know what to do for an instant. The ball finally plopped in the net. I've never seen one go in that manner.
I thought it might stay up there.
Second free throw, no good, off the back iron. Broner made one, missed one. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney 12, Centerville 11. Roland on the arc for the Yellow Jackets. High screen from Taborn. Here's Roland to the foul line. Out of Hudson, 20 feet away. Looping it cross court to Davis. Davis airmails one near side for Nuss. Nuss catches, gives it right back up to Hudson. Ball rotated around the horn. Down inside to Taborn. She's got position on the block and lays it through. Good sharing of the basketball by Sydney here in the first quarter. 14-11 Yellow Jackets. 20 seconds left in the first. Here is Centerville finding an open player down inside. It's Brazil. Shot blocked from behind. Brazil got it back. Missed the 10-footer. Rebound off the fingertips of Broner. It goes out of bounds to Sydney. 14.8 to go, first quarter. Sydney will bring it down. Here's pressure being applied by Centerville. Nuss looking. Fires into Hudson. Hudson pounds it on the floor to midcourt with 9, with 8. Hudson bowls away, right down the lane, all the way to the rim. Banked it in and out. No good. Rebounded by Centerville. 3 seconds left. Here's a long midcourt shot. It is online. Too hard. Hit the back rim. as sub Alexis Hutchinson, a 5'6 freshman, tried it, almost made it. We played one here at Sydney. Lady Yellow Jackets 14, Centerville 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Opening second quarter, Centerville with possession. Here's a baseline drive, a runner, Hutchinson, swish, she's got it. Nice play by Alexis, she had an opening. Down the right side of the floor, good screen set for her by Broner. Hutchinson did the rest. She's the young lady who missed the long midcourt shot to end the first quarter. Sydney back the other way. Davis gets a screen from 21 feet, and Caitlin Davis launches in a high-arching shot, a three-pointer, a beaut. 17-13 in favor of Sydney. Here's a drive into the lane. It is Broner off balance, one-hander for Centerville, got it, and she's fouled. Beautiful play by her, coming right back, following the Davis three. Centerville attempts to respond with a three-pointer the old-fashioned way. Foul shot, though, by Broner, very flat. Not a chance to go in. Hit the rim almost on the way up. Then glanced off the backboard, rebound Sydney. 17-15 Jackets lead. Cross-court pass Davis, left side of the floor. On top Hudson. Flips it right side to Nuss, down inside to Tabor, and she's got position. Rim the shot from 7 feet. The rebound yanked off there by Perry. Foul, Sydney. Tabor got a piece of her from the backside. Tabor's got one, Hudson's got one. It would be nice for head coach Megan Mummy if those two young ladies did not pick up another foul the rest of the half. Here is Centerville driving baseline left. It's Minnick off balance. Shut down by Hudson. Threw it up wildly. Missed it, no good. Rebound knocked out. Whose possession? Sydney ball as the officials work together very nicely. They got it right. Yes. 6:38 to go in the second. 17-15 Sydney. 10 players in backcourt. Pressure from Centerville. Into Hudson. Hudson methodically hammers the ball on the floor. She has it top of the key. Fakes right, goes left. Gives to Davis on the arc. Cross court to Nuss. Down inside to Tabor. She's doubled. Blocked on the play. Goes out of bounds. Tabor got a piece of it last. Centerville ball. Selena at 6'3 is a tall young lady down inside. The Elks have got a couple good leapers in Brazil and Broner. Here's a drive, a beauty by Broner. Man, she sped right down the lane. She got the ball 30 feet away and zipped to the basket, laid it in on the run. She wasn't contested very well, and we're tied at 17-all. Davis fakes right, goes left. Dribble drive into the lane for Sydney. Good defense. A late reach in by Hutchinson. She got a mitt on the ball. It's called a jump. Sydney possession, thanks to the arrow. Hudson baseline left, lobs out back to Nuss, who leaps and catches. Right side Davis, throws over the top of Tabor and down inside, picked off, intercepted though, taken away by Hudson. Hudson, a five-footer in the paint, rolling around, no good. Rebounded by Centerville. Hudson hit the deck hard. Here's Centerville, fast breaking down the floor. Hutchinson to Broner for the lay-in.
Centerville up two, 19-17. Centerville much better when they run the floor, because in their half-court offense, Sydney, that's what we talked about, Sydney is owning the game half-court. In the top of the circle, Taborn, high low, down inside to Hudson. She catches, but it's flicked away by Centerville, then lost by Hutchinson in backcourt. Hudson gets it back. Here's a spin move by her. Let's see if it counts. No, take it away. We've got a high dribble against Sydney before the shot. I again think that was the correct call. She gained it. You don't call that unless they gain an advantage, and she gained an advantage on it. Sydney down two, 3 minutes gone here in the second. Far right side, Broner fakes left, goes right against Davis. Fall away by Broner, way shy of the mark. She was off balance. Rebounded by Davis, and head coach Megan Mummy gets a timeout for Sydney. Megan pleads her case with the official and now puts her arm around him and says, "That's just one call I question. Good job. Good job otherwise." Second quarter action, Centerville by two over Sydney, 19-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. Barker Insurance in Sydney will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Beacon, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, plus more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located in Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. After the timeout, Sydney does a good job throwing from Roland down inside to Hudson. She misfires from 7 feet and hung on the rim, fell off. Centerville got the rebound. Hutchinson hustling into the forecourt. Nearly traveled. Gave it up to Minnick. Right back to Hutchinson. A good dish to Brazil. Brazil slips into the lane and scores. Fine pass. 21-17 in favor of Centerville. Here's Davis dropping down the floor for Sydney. Gives it up to Nuss on the arc. Good hedge by Centerville. As Nuss is forced out high. Hands off on the play to Roland. Back to Nuss. Right wing Davis. Cross court. Skip to Hudson. Foul line extended left. Fall away 17-footer short. Rebounded by Taborn. And her arm is grabbed by Centerville. Common foul. Sydney ball out of bounds. Yellow Jackets haven't scored for better than 2 minutes. Centerville leads by 4, 21-17. Sydney had a three-point lead, 14-11 after one. Sydney inbounding, ball lobbed, top of the key, Hudson, near side, Roland, open three-point shot, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Perry. Perry for Centerville. Gives it up to Broner. Broner fires inside to Brazil. She goes to work on Taborn. Short bank shot, got it. Very athletic players in Broner and Brazil for Centerville. They've been difficult to guard within 10 feet of the basket. Sydney now down six. Here's Nuss on the arc in the left corner for Sydney. On top to Hudson. Hudson to Caitlin Davis. So Centerville runs two players right at Caitlin. They know she is an adept three-point shooter. Near side of the floor, Nuss has it. Directly in front of the Centerville bench, walking is called. Turnover.
Called simultaneously by the coach and the referee.
23-17, Centerville by six. Centerville has outscored Sydney 12-3 thus far here in quarter number two. 3 minutes left until halftime. Here's a right side pass by Centerville to Broner. Broner reached down, grabbed it off the floor, but lifted her foot
off the ground as she clutched the basketball. That's a miscue. Pressure by Centerville in backcourt. Roland, beneath the other basket, runs out of room, tries to steer her way up the floor. Centerville closes her down, but is guilty of a defensive foul. It's on Perry. Five team fouls on Centerville. Roland back court to Davis. Davis against Broner. Caitlin over center circle. Lobs down low for Hudson. Hudson reached for it, lost it off her left hand. It rolls out of bounds. Up Sydney's offense, Chuck, has become a little lazy in this quarter.
Yeah, they need to go back to what they were doing before, clear a side for Hudson or set the Taborn up down there and let her catch the ball on the block.
Outside the arc on the right, Centerville's got the basketball. It's Sam Schauble, a 5'7 freshman. It's fired into the post of Brazil. She overshoots an 8-footer. Weak side rebound by Davis. Centerville player on her back. Clock stops, 2:28 to go first half, 23-17 Centerville. Ten players in backcourt. Centerville continues to apply heat. There's a bullet pass to Hudson, who fires it down to Davis. Davis pulls up inside the arc, makes a pass that's telegraphed, intended on the play for Nuss, intercepted by the Elks. Centerville the other way. Lauren Ray in off the bench, a 5'7 senior. And we've got the ball booted out of bounds by Sydney. Centerville will throw in up six, 2:13 to go first half. Sam Schauble will be the playmaker just outside the foul lane to the right of the backboard. She looks, throws on the arc to Ray. Ray bounce pass into Brazil, who's got a bad habit of moving both feet ever so slightly when she catches the ball. And that's a walk that will be noticed by the official almost every time. It was again right there.
Yeah, they haven't missed it yet.
2 minutes to go, first half. Centerville 23, Sydney 17. A three-point second quarter for Sydney. Here's Hudson driving out of control. Barges down the left side of the lane. Flipped it toward the backboard. It went in, rolled around, whistle blew. What has been called? Counted, plus one. That's the right decision. Was it a charge? Was it a block? Hudson gets the benefit of the doubt. And the ball rolled through there.
It was definitely a charge, but the basket also definitely should have counted if they called it the other way.
Free throw for her. Three-point chance. It rimmed. 23-19 Centerville. Rebound Elks. A minute 50 left first half. Up the floor Brazil. Oh, a give and go to Minnick. Driving. Left-hand shot. No good. Oh, she had a gimme. Couldn't make it fall. Sydney came off with a rebound. Davis at midcourt. Lost it. Goes after it, can't get it, out of bounds to the Elks. Unforced error, Sydney. 23-19, boy, the last few minutes, Chuck, have been careless both ways.
Both teams, yes.
Midcourt, Ray with the ball for Centerville. Outside the arc, high right, it goes to Perry. Straight away, Schauble gives it off on the play to teammate Casey Perry. She jumps and shoots a three-pointer and hoists it in from 22 feet. Yeah. Big shot by Perry.
She missed the three-footer and buries the three.
Here's a drive by Hudson. She took it the last 40 feet for Sydney. Lays it up hard. No good. Rebound by Centerville. Here's Perry romping down the floor. She fumbles it away out of bounds.
Great hustle that time. Hudson missed at this end, ran the floor, and knocked the ball off her leg. So I like to see that. You like to see your offensive star go play defense, too.
Good hard work by Sylvia. Sydney now down by seven. Biggest deficit faced by the Yellow Jackets in this game so far, 26-19. A minute to go, second quarter. Hudson's got the ball in the right corner. On top to Taborn. Shot fake from three. Right side to Davis. Davis gives it up to Timmons. Back to Davis. Right corner, Hudson. Cross-court skip pass to Egan. Egan on the dribble. Ashley on a weave. Kendall is in the game now.
Alina Kendall, a 5'4 freshman. Here's an errant pass by Sydney to the post. Centerville comes away with it. Elks quickly down the floor. It's Perry. Rotated left side to Minnick. Minnick, baseline to Hutchinson. He throws out toward midcourt. It missed the intended receiver. Rolled beyond the center line. Centerville traces it down. That's over and back. Down to 17.9 to go in the second quarter. And it has been a sloppy, yes, frenzy action.
That's a nice way to say it, too. 20 turnovers. And wow. Most of them are just silly.
Poor play by both teams on the floor here in the second quarter. Sydney inbounding. 15 seconds to go in the half. Egan, left-hand dribble. Rotates near side. Still 25 feet out. Goes to Davis with 8 to go. Davis dribbling. All the way to the left corner. Wants to go baseline. Drives in traffic. Blocked. Got it back. Blocked again. Elks with the ball at midcourt as the half closes. Centerville 26, Sydney 19 after 2. A productive second quarter for Centerville, which outscored Sydney to the tune of 15-5. Only 5 measly points of production for Sydney in that second period of play. Sydney got a number of pretty good shots within 8-10 feet. Centerville blocked and deflected a few. Sydney simply has to cash in. If the Jackets aren't scoring down low, they must draw fouls. And for both teams, the message is take care of the ball better in the second half. Centerville 26, Sydney 19. That's the halftime. We've got our report on the first two quarters, brought to you by Wilson Health, coming up in a moment. Wilson Health Sports Medicine brings you our halftime here on Scores Broadcast. 26-19, Centerville over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Halftime at Sydney. Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets 3-0 on the year against the Centerville Elks 4-0. Sydney led by 3 after 1. Centerville turned the tables on Sydney in quarter number 2. Elks enjoy a 7-point halftime bulge. Chuck.
Excuse me. Sorry about the throat tonight. Rebounding, Sydney has a 12-11 rebounding edge. Centerville 3-2 on the offensive boards. That's a little surprising. 11 turnovers for the Yellow Jackets. The Elks have turned it over 9 times. Neither team shot free throws well. Sydney only went there once, missed it. Centerville was 1 of 3 shooting free throws. Broner led the Elks with 9 points in the first half.
They got six out of Perry, four from Brazil, three from Kimbrell, and two each from Hutchinson and Minnick. They scored 11 and 15, 26 in the first half. Sydney was led by Sylvia Hudson with 10. Taborn had six all in the first quarter, and they got a three from Caitlin Davis. That's the only three that have scored. They scored 14, but got outscored 15-5 in the second quarter.
Centerville opened up a 5-0 lead to start. Sydney rallied and led 10-7. Sydney was up 3, 14-11 after one, and then Centerville reversed the score in that second quarter. Sydney simply, Chuck, has to be more efficient in getting the ball inside. The passes aren't clean when they are. Sydney shots are those that Centerville seems to be able to defend. A number have been partially blocked on the interior. Obviously, Centerville's defense gravitating to Taborn and Hudson, who must do a better job of quickly releasing that ball, or maybe a shot fake and get to the foul stripe.
Yes, I think Sydney went away for what, I mean, they had 14 points at the end of the first quarter. Hudson, 8. And Taborn, 6.
Yes.
And they kind of went away from that. One thing I did notice also in the first quarter, I think Centerville forgot that Hudson was left-handed because they were allowing her to catch the ball and turn left. And then in the second quarter, they were overplaying that side, making it a tougher shot for her to turn to her right and still shoot the ball left-handed.
Yeah, good point. It did seem the adjustment was made by Centerville in quarter number two. Boy, Caitlin Davis has a pretty outside jump shot, doesn't she?
She does, and I'd like to see her get some more shots out of that. And you would think with their size in there, if they put Hudson and Taborn on the block, and if they throw it down and she spots up and throw it back out, I think they can get some more threes for the young lady.
Yeah, Broner and Brazil, very mobile inside players for Centerville. They've been tough customers. They're shifty. Sydney simply has to beat Centerville down the floor and get the half-court defense set up. When Centerville has somewhat of a scattered floor, the Elks are pretty good at pushing the basketball and slithering their way to the rim.
Now, Broner's only a sophomore. She scored 9. I was very impressed with her. Harrison didn't score in the first half.
No, amazing. And she rifled in 21 points, including 6 threes last year, in the win by Centerville over Sydney, 71-47 at the Elks Gym. Halftime here at Sydney, our halftime report being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Sydney down 7 to Centerville, 26-19. Yellow Jackets need a second half comeback against Centerville tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, as always, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' basketball games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. Tonight for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, it's Ashley Egan, who is the daughter of Mike and Kathy. She's a senior 3.8 GPA student. She's a class officer, takes part in National Honor Society student government. Soccer player, outside mid
position player on the soccer team. She'll study at UC or Ohio State and pursue physical therapy. For Centerville, Weston Minnick, a senior, 3.2 GPA, daughter of Jerry Minnick, takes part in AAU hoops. She's a basketball camp volunteer, undecided about her college choice. Weston Minnick will study either physical therapy or athletic training. Both young ladies, Weston Minnick of Centerville, Ashley Egan of Sydney, interested in physical therapy careers. Thanks to LaCal Equipment for spotlighting these two student athletes tonight, Weston Minnick of Centerville, Ashley Egan of Sydney.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Centerville girls 26, Sydney 19. We start the third quarter with a drive by Centerville. A shifty move by Casey Perry through the lane, but she shuffled just ever so slightly. She flipped the ball up there from down around her knees, but a slight walk was detected by the official. Sydney throws in, goes the other way, fast, down the floor, storming as Hudson toward the rim, raked away by Centerville, and it goes out of bounds. Baseline below the basket. Sydney flips in play, and Broner tips it out of bounds for the Elks. Played 18 seconds, third quarter. No one scoring yet. Centerville leads by seven. Here's the ball inbounded on the arc. It's taken by Davis, who jerked it away from the Sydney player. Feeds it off straight away to the three-point shooter. Right back to Davis, who rimmed a long one. Oh, it was below the cylinder and snapped out. Here's Centerville down the floor. Perry again tries to slither through the lane. Shot hammered out of bounds by Taborn. No chance on that one.
You're not going to get a shot off trying to scoop it up with Taborn standing back there helping on the backside.
Nope, not a chance. Ball inbound to left corner. Perry behind a screen for Centerville. Missed it wide right. Rebound unmolested. Backcourt. Sydney's got it. Take it off the glass. But Sadie Timmons, 5'9 senior, who began the game and is in the five to start the second half. Here's Egan, 25 feet away, down inside to Hudson. Oh, a good delivery. Hudson caught it in traffic, went up hard to the rim, and banked it through. Brazil was on her field goal, though good, by Hudson. 26-21, Sydney down five. Left side pass, Broner pulls up, 10-footer, hit the ring, bounced away. Taborn's got the rebound for Sydney. Backcourt to Davis. Yellow Jackets need to continue the comeback bid right now. Right side of the floor, Egan. Good lob into Taborn. Taborn pivots. Defender is there. Taborn ran her down. Offensive foul. It's one of those plays, Chuck, where I'm not sure the offensive player really gets an opportunity to see the defenders hiding more or less on the backside.
Yeah, they're playing front and back. She caught it and turned and went right into her. I mean,
tough call. Here is Centerville at midcourt. Pretty good defense by Davis. A tip away by Caitlin. Gathered by Broner of Centerville, who retreats into the backcourt. That's a violation.
Not if Sydney tipped it. I think they've had three bad calls already here in the third quarter.
6:15 left in the third. 26-21. Centerville by five. Here's a lob down inside to Taborn. Good throw by Egan. Tayborn can't get it to go, but she is drilled on the shoulder. Two free throws, Tayborn for Sydney. Nice offering into Tayborn from Egan on the arc. Selena's foul shot is good. She pours it in. 26-22. Centerville's lead, 4. Minute 48 gone by third quarter. Second shot, Tayborn. It circled the rim, came off. Hudson's got the long rebound in the right corner. Behind the arc to Egan. She dribbles with the left. Goes to Davis, 25 feet out. Caitlin is guarded tightly. Good edge by Centerville. And it is a little too aggressive, according to the official, a body foul. 5:58 remaining in the third quarter, 26-22. Centerville by 4. Elks yet to put a point on the board in the second half. Left side Davis, cross-court Hudson. She starts to drive, pulls up. Bank shot from 10. Off the glass, rim no good. Tug of war on the rebound. Between Minnick and Tayborn, arrow favors Sydney. Lengthy possession here for the Yellow Jackets, who need to make something of it. Caitlin Davis inbounding left of the rim. Looking. It's thrown to Egan, now to Hudson. She starts the drive, foul line. Muscles into the lane, goes to Egan, left corner. Long, high-arching three, she overshot it. Rebounded by Centerville. Long give down the floor to Hutchinson. To the trailer, Brazil driving, scoring, and a foul against Sydney. Count it, plus one.
Watching Hutchinson play. I'm sorry, Harrison play. She's not forcing anything. She's not getting any shots, but she's not trying to force stuff. She's still handling the basketball.
Yep, she's a marked young lady tonight for Centerville. Sydney's got an eye on her. Victoria Harrison for Centerville scored 21 against Sydney last year. Free throw missed by Brazil, rebounded by Sydney. 28-22, Centerville leads by 6. Far left side of the floor, it is Davis on top to Egan. Overhead pass, near side to Hudson. Hudson uses her dribble, gives it back to Egan. Egan wants to drive, little give and go to Davis. In the lane, shot missed, no good. Stuck back in by Tayborn. Good two-person game, Egan and Davis, they penetrated. Tayborn got the rebound, 28-24, Centerville by 4. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Here is Harrison spinning, foul line extended right, into the paint. Lost the ball, deflected, picked up by Minnick. Baseline drive, overshooting, taken down by Sydney. Long lead out, Egan to Hudson, layup, yes! 28-26, Centerville's lead shaved to 2. 4:34 to go, third quarter. Harrison driving down the lane, dribbling hard. Gets around Davis, goes to the rim and banks it in there. Fine play by Harrison to counter for Centerville.
That was Hutchinson.
I'm sorry. I'm getting my H's mixed up. Big bucket for the Elks. And the Sydney Yellow Jackets go right into another H. Sylvia Hudson, one-on-one. Centerville's got no choice but to foul on the elbow. Two free throws for Sylvia. 30-26, our score. Centerville in the lead by 4. Just over 4 to play third quarter. Two free throws. Hudson, the lefty, fires and makes. 30-27. Centerville ahead by 3. Substitution, Minnick out for Centerville. Lauren Ray checks in. She played in that second quarter. Hudson aiming, got another one. Centerville's lead whittled right back to 2. 30-28. Midcourt, Victoria Harrison for Centerville. Gives it up left side to Perry. On top, straight away. Hutchinson down the lane. Oh, a good move. She jockeys her way around Davis, but is detected for traveling. Well, the Elks have been guilty of a lot of walking calls in this game. Here's an inbounds pass by Sydney. Full court pressure, Centerville, which breaks it up and goes out of bounds.
Bruner must have picked up her third foul because she's been sitting a long time.
4 minutes even left here in the third. Ball inbounded by Sydney. Tabor midcourt, give and go to a teammate. Here's a drive down the floor. Davis beats her man all the way to the cup. It rolls off, no good, but she's fouled. Good aggressive play by Caitlin Davis of Sydney, who has a chance now, Chuck, to tie up this game. Well, I like Sydney's aggression here in the third quarter. Free throw, Davis up and in. 30-29, Centerville's lead is only one. Second shot, Davis. It is up and swish. She hits it. 30-30. As Centerville inbounds in backcourt, Sydney guilty of over-guarding. It goes against Timmons. Team foul situation, three on Sydney, four on Centerville. 3:50 left in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Hutchinson down the floor for Centerville. Lost it. It was popped up in the air, taken by Hudson. Two on two. Hudson on the arc to a teammate, Timmons, and she drags the foot. Centerville ball in backcourt. Six players in backcourt at the moment. Centerville inbounds. 3:40 to go, third quarter. 30-30 tie. 11-4 run by Sydney. First 4 minutes of the second half. Cross-court pass is punched out of bounds by Sydney. Harrison inbounding. Halfway from the center line to the baseline, far side of the floor. Hudson reaches in, almost stole the bounce pass. Taken down by Centerville Schaubel. Near side throw to the three-point shooter. It's Jessica Kimbrell, who made a three in the first half. Missed it, no good. In and out, tie up on the rebound. The shot by Brazil crammed by Hudson. It's called a jump. Arrow favors Centerville. Baseline right of the basket. Sam Schaubel, the freshman, inbounding. Fires in left corner to Perry. Perry guarded by Hudson. Ball given up to Harrison. Baseline left. Kicked out of bounds by Sydney.
Well, you know, Timmons hasn't scored, but she's defending Harrison, and she's doing an outstanding job.
It sure is. You get the feeling that has been her motive all night long. Shadow Victoria Harrison of Centerville. And Sadie's done a very good job. As we say that, Harrison shakes off a defender, top of the key, straightaway three ball, long, no good, rebound Sydney. Yellow Jackets, with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, can take the lead. We're tied at 30. Right side pass goes to Hudson. She's doubled. Now to Taborn for a 16-footer. No good off the flange. Rebounded by Centerville. Elks motor down the floor. Perry, top of the key, right side Schaubel, foul line extended right, banked it from 16 wildly, no good, followed by Kimbrell, shovels it toward the rim, missed it, knocked out by the Elks. Centerville with a miserable shooting third quarter.
They have 4 points.
Sydney with a fine third quarter after Centerville won the second decisively. Hudson in backcourt for Sydney. She's doubled. She needs a teammate. Gets rid of it. Sydney gets a timeout. 2:30 left here in the third. Sydney 30, Centerville 30. We'll keep it right here. But some of you know all about Brookins. For those of you who don't know about Brookins in Fort Loramie, it's been a fixture in the downtown Fort Loramie community since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on the walls beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins, the place to be for enjoying roasted chicken dinners plus specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more, and the banquet room seats up to 60. With over a century of rich history, plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place quite like Brookins. In Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Well, after the Sydney timeout, Centerville steals. A fine theft out in the open floor by Harrison of the Elks, and she took it 60 feet. Whipped her way down the floor the other direction. Made a good layup on the go. Was fouled from the backside. Her free throw is a little strong off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Sydney with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Centerville on top by two now, thanks to the field goal by Harrison, 32-30 Elks. Here's Davis driving, baseline left for Sydney. Ball thrown out, back to Nustad, inside to Tabor. A good pass, a finish by Tabor, up and in. We're tied at 32, a minute 46 left in the third. Harrison outside the arc, left side to Schauble. Schauble's got it for Centerville. Gives it up to Kimbrell, back to Schauble. Down inside to Brazil, it's on the floor. Scraped off the hardwood by Davis, who alertly makes the play for Centerville. Or I should say for Sydney. Tied at 32. Yellow Jackets can snap the tie. Here's Hudson, off balance, in the lane. Shot blocked. Taken away by the Elks, who zipped down the floor the other way. Harrison, left flank. Still dribbling on the arc. Takes right, goes left. Bounce pass into Brazil. Reach-in foul committed by Sydney's Nuss, guarding Harrison. A minute eight to go in the third quarter, tied at 32.
I was going to say, she needs to get Taborn out of the game. She looks like a tired young lady.
Inbounding, baseline left of the basket. It is Schauble for Centerville, looking. Goes deep into the right corner to Harrison. Backs up, doesn't shoot the three. Straight away, three-point shooter Schauble, fake left, went right. Oh, too many steps. Well, Centerville has been guilty of traveling call one after another.
This is not a vintage Centerville team.
No. Minute one to go. Third quarter, tied at 32. Davis in backcourt for Sydney. Scampers up the right side. Head of the key, foul line. Lobs down inside to Hudson. Oh, good dish. Hudson caught it and scored. What a pass by Caitlin Davis. Beautiful assist. 34-32 Sydney. Centerville, forecourt left with the ball. Schauble rotates on top. Motions. Screen set right side for Kimbrell. Head of the key, it's Lauren Ray. Ball rotated left flank to Schauble. Schauble gives it up to Harrison, left corner, 20 seconds to go. Here's a baseline pass by Harrison, and Sydney gets a toe on it. Centerville ball, baseline left. 20 ticks on the clock, third quarter. Sydney up two, 34-32. After trailing by seven at the halftime break. Ball inbounded, low on the left to Harrison. She goes around a couple Sydney players in among the trees. Couldn't get the sweeping short hook shot to go, and Sydney's got the rebound. Oh, what a steal by Harrison, who came over the top. The 5'8 junior snatched it, fed it down the floor to Schauble in the lane. Turnaround jumper from seven, no good, and time runs out. Each team had possessions in the last half minute. Centerville had several shots, missed them all. Sydney leads by two after three, 34-32. On scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Sydney 34, Centerville 32. We start playing the fourth. Sydney inbounds at midcourt to Hudson. Hudson starts her drive, top of the key. Body contact in the lane. She banked it home anyway. Good one-on-one play by Hudson. That was the strategy right out of the chute to start the fourth quarter. Here's Centerville coughing up the basketball at the foul line. Taborn reaches in, gloves it. So does a Centerville player. It's tied up, a little moisture on the floor. And let's see what results. The arrow favors Centerville, I think. Elks ball to our left. Right side of the rim. 18 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Sydney now owns a four-point lead, 36-32. Ball thrown to Harrison on the arc. Jumps inside the three-point line. Shoots an 18-footer short. No good. Rebounded by Hudson of Sydney. Outlet to Davis. Davis dribbles down the right side, pulls up. She's got Taborn down inside. A good pass over Brazil. Taborn catches and lays it through. Caitlin Davis, Chuck, on the money with her feeds to the post in this second half. Sydney up six, 38-32. Dribbling right side of the floor. It is Broner into Brazil. Turnaround seven-footer. Blocked on the play by Taborn to Hudson. One-on-one down the floor against Schauble. Hudson to the rim. Missed it. No good. It trickled off. Boy, that might have been a backbreaker for Centerville had that shot gone in. 6:50 to go. Sydney up six. Here's Centerville out of control in the lane. Hutchinson lost it. Taborn got a mitt on it. It's on the deck. Centerville picks it up, throws it to Harrison on the arc. Long three, no good. Rebound by Sydney. Up the floor to Davis. Or Centerville with an extremely poor shooting second half of play. Victoria Harrison, who pumped in 21 against Sydney last year, cannot catch fire tonight. Here's another lob out of the arc by Sydney. A good feed down inside. Simmons hits Taborn again. Davis on the previous trip for Taborn. This time, Timmons. What a beautiful pass. 40-32. Sydney up eight. 6 minutes to go in the game. Centerville in the post. It's Minnick. Hands off to Brazil. Straight away. 12-footer. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound by Taborn. Taborn hands off to Davis in backcourt. Now Sydney needs to take care of the basketball. Four team fouls on Centerville. Hudson between the circles. Retreats. She's at the Sydney logo. Minnick defending. They spread the floor. Hudson dribble drive into the lane. Goes left corner to the three-point jump shooter, Timmons. She's walloped on the arm.
That was a really silly foul that time.
Was she behind the arc, Chuck? Or was
it's going to be two.
Two free throws for Timmons of Sydney. Boy, Yellow Jackets can edge the lead out to 10 here. First shot, Timmons. Dips the knees, arches it, no good. Off the back iron. 8-point lead, Sydney, 40-32. 5:31 remaining here in the fourth. Sydney Yellow Jackets lead by 8 points after trailing by 7 at the half. Free throw, Timmons in the air, no good again, long. Rebound, volleyball around, Hudson yanked it away, it hits the left-handed short jumper. The lead for Sydney is 10. Taborn and Hudson have been demons around the rim in the lane in this half. Here is Broner. Broner being crowded as she forces her way into the lane. Shot blocked with a foul by Sydney. It might go against Davis. 2 free throws here for Broner of Centerville, which has not been sharp at the line in this game.
1 of 5.
In fact, Broner shoots a very low trajectory free throw. This time, oh, she banked it. Hit the middle of the square just above the flange, and it went.
Boy, that thing does not get very high.
42-33, Sydney by 9. 5:15 left, fourth quarter. Second shot, Broner dips the knees. This one is in there as she inched that one over the front iron. It nestled down through. 42-34, Sydney by 8. Here's the ball inbounded to Roland. Roland scurries up the near side of the floor over guarding It's Perry on a shove for Centerville. 16 fouls each way. We've got the bonus from here on. Hudson down below. Throws inbounds on the play for Sydney to teammate Davis. Boy, she's grappled by a couple Centerville players.
Right on the jersey.
Oh, yeah, a hole.
Pass interference in the NFL. That's how bad that was.
That was a PI. Instead, it's a travel on Davis. That's a tough one to take right there. Centerville gets the ball back. 5 minutes to go. Sydney up eight. Foul line back to the basket, Brazil. Looks for the cutter, Kimbrell. It's handed to her. Taborn reaches in, latches onto the ball. It's a jump, Sydney Arrow. Centerville with beaucoup turnovers here in the second half. Sydney has been the aggressor in the third and fourth quarters. Here's Roland dribbling up the floor. Collision. Foul. Centerville. Perry got her. And Roland shoots the 1-1 for Sydney with 4:53 to go. Sydney up eight.
It has affected both teams, but this has been one of the poorer called basketball games that I've watched this year.
At the free throw line, Roland for Sydney. Been a lot of attempted block shots, a lot of attempted reach-in steals. Much contact all over the floor. The free throw by Roland is no good. Sydney's missed their last three at the stripe. Quickly down the floor, Hutchinson for Centerville. Goes baseline right. Drive, loops it up. No good. It danced off the rim. Another tie-up on the rebound. Chuck, I think Centerville has missed its last 9 or 10 field goal tries. Two free throws here in the quarter. That's it.
They have three baskets in the second half.
Wow. Here's one of them. Oh, what a drive by Harrison. As she took it right to the rack, going baseline left. Contact below the rim. Taborn couldn't block it. The shot went in. And Centerville's head coach, Adam Prefer, got a timeout. Sydney's lead has been cut to 6. Still 4:36 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Anybody's game. Sydney's 10-point lead down to a half dozen. Sydney's come up empty its last three free throw tries. And the third one was the front end of the 1-1. So it's 4 points left out on the court here by Sydney in the last minute of play.
Well, Sydney's got three people that have scored in the game. But if you got one with 22 and one with 15, you're in pretty good shape.
Here in the second half, Sydney's guards have been delivering the ball on time to the post. Centerville has been fronting Taborn and Hudson, but the Yellow Jackets have made on-the-spot passes over the top. Here's Roland in backcourt for Sydney. She dribbles to the timeline, veers left. Hangs on. Goes far left wing to Timmons. Timmons puts it on the deck. Centerville dives in, and we've got a tie-up once more. Arrow says Sydney ball.
Harrison not doing a lot of scoring tonight. Man, is she tenacious defensively.
She's all over the place. Her knees are scraped up. Here is Hudson. Hudson forces her way into the lane. A lot of contact. No foul. Shot blocked. It rolls out of bounds. Sydney possession. Sylvia inbounding underneath. Left corner Davis. Right back to Sylvia. Low on the left. And it's yanked away by Kimbrell on the steal for Centerville. Down the floor, Hutchinson. Backdoor cut, Harrison. In the lane, Brazil. Missed the gimme. Sydney with the rebound. Boy, big turn of events right there. Here's Sydney's Davis up and over the timeline. 3:52 to go in the fourth. Davis 25 feet away. High screen from Roland. Telegraph pass. Goes to Jada. Down inside to Hudson. She squares up and hits the 8-footer. Wow, 1-on-1 down inside. Hudson very difficult to slow down. Sydney by 8. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter. Centerville trying to steer the ball down through the lane. It's Harrison taken to the rim as the Elks try to score now with the clock stopped to foul against Sydney. Well, you can tell the heady junior, Victoria Harrison, for the Elks trying to take business into her own hands right now.
She has to.
Free throw by her, good. 44-37. The lead for Sydney is 7 with 3.5 to go. The seconds are ticking off very slowly if you're a Sydney fan. Second free throw, Harrison got it. 40-38. 10 players in backcourt. Inbounded to Hudson for Sydney. Broner on her. Ball thrown to midcourt to Roland. Roland head of the key, circles back out, hands to Hudson. Hudson controls near the timeline. 3:16 to go, fourth quarter. Both teams in the bonus. Hudson drives in the lane, goes to Timmons. Left corner, Roland. Sydney dribbling, Roland behind the back. Stolen by Broner. Outlet to Hutchinson. Driving layup, no, but she's banged from the behind. Wow.
Not a good time to go between your legs in traffic that time. Nope.
Good hard foul by Sydney on the shoulder of Hutchinson. Prevented the layup from going in. And now the Elks players got to earn points at the stripe. Free throw, swish. Alexis Hutchinson calmly connects. 44-39. Sydney's lead is 5. Sydney once led 42-32 with 5.5 to go in the game. Second free throw coming. Hutchinson's got it. Centerville's within 4. 44-40.
And all of a sudden they're 6-for-6 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter.
Yes. Here is Sydney having difficulty in backcourt. Hudson, timeline, the count was on, she just got it over. Hudson streaks down the left side of the floor, goes all the way to the rim, it is rolling out, no good, but a defensive foul called. Boy, Sylvia saw a crack in the Centerville defense, and rather than dribble at the timeline, she attacked the basket. Good play by her. Sylvia shoots two. 2:51 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw, Hudson, yes. 45-40, Sydney by 5. Second free one upcoming. Centerville had closed to 44-40 with just under 3 to play. Hudson tries to push it to 6, and she does. 2 made free throws by Sylvia. You can bet free throws down the stretch will be the difference. Sydney needs to make them to secure the victory. 2:42 to go, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Kimbrell. Left corner, Harrison. Step back, free ball for Centerville. She shoots it long, airballed it. It goes out of bounds to Sydney. Boy, Centerville's Victoria Harrison not shooting it well tonight, Chuck. What does she have in the way of points?
Well, she's got 6. But I'll tell you what, again, Timmons came out, showed, made her shoot the ball, made a tougher shot than it looked like it was going to be.
Harrison averaging nearly 10 per game on the year, pumped in 21 against Sydney 1 year ago. She's been stifled tonight. 2:24 to go, fourth quarter. After the missed shot by Centerville, Sydney's got possession. Forecourt right, it's Davis. She's been double-teamed at midcourt. Falls down, was shoved. Centerville's head coach dislikes the call by the official, but it is the proper choice. A lot of contact. Davis shoots. The 1-1, the last of these. That's foul 9 on Centerville. 2:13 to go, fourth quarter. Fourth quarter has dragged on and on and on. Clock has stopped so frequently. Hudson, Taborn, Davis, Timmons, and Nuss on the court right now for Sydney. Free throw, Caitlin Davis. Swish, she hits it. That's big. 47-40, Sydney. After Centerville had trimmed the lead all the way down to 4. Davis hits again. 48-40. 8-point lead restored for Sydney. Here comes Centerville. Four court left. Out in the arc, it is Ray trying to hit Harris on the back cut, and Sydney gets a boot on the ball. It goes out of bounds. Hit a sneaker of a Yellow Jacket, rolled over the end line. Here is Harrison inbounding on the arc to Perry. Perry gives on the play to the driver, Minnick, Minnick barges her way into the lane, and she is on the deck. Foul against Taborn. Minnick had flipped the ball up toward the basket. Two free throws for Weston Minnick, a 5'9 senior. Shot by Minnick is in. Minnick and Harrison came into the game, Chuck, averaging nearly 19 between them for Centerville. They've been held in check by Sydney's defense. How many for Minnick so far?
That's three.
She is way below her per game average. Second free throw, Minnick, no good, off the back iron. Oh, what a rebound on the play by Broder. She skied, tipped it to a teammate for Centerville. Sydney fouled again. 2:01 to go in the fourth quarter. 48-41, Sydney. Now Perry's got the double bonus for Centerville. Casey Perry, 5'10 junior. No good, off the iron. Second shot coming for Perry. She gets the bounce pass from the official. Casey Perry shooting, and she hits. 48-42. Sydney's lead is a half dozen. Under two to play, fourth quarter. Inbounded to Hudson in backcourt. Ball swatted, three. Stolen by Centerville. Boy, the pressure got to the Jackets there. Into Brazil in the post. Cross-court pass lost. Running it down, Broder. She stumbles. Traveling call. Boy, Centerville has had a propensity to turn it over tonight. Frenetic play by both teams. Sydney has valued the ball much better than Centerville in the second half of play. Inbounds to Taborn in backcourt. Looping pass down the floor to Nuss. Minute 40 to go. Nuss on the dribble, and head coach Megan Mummy is 7 or 8 feet out on the floor, signaling timeouts. 1:42 to go. Sydney up six on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Sydney's guards have done a solid job second half handling the basketball and delivering passes on the money to the post. Sydney up six, a minute 38 to go, fourth quarter. Inbounded to Hudson, baseline right. Look at that move to the rim around Brazil, left it short, no good. Rebounded by Centerville. Broder down the floor, double dribble against the Elks. Oh, she wanted to throw to a teammate, cutting to the basket, hesitated, and let the ball go to the court after stopping her dribble. Centerville knocks the pass out of bounds, far side. Still a minute 28 to go. Anybody's game. Sydney up six, 48-42. 10 players in backcourt. Yellow Jackets try to get it in. Looking is Nuss. Airmailing it cross court. Leaping catch by Timmons. Here comes the double team. Help in the form of Davis in the right corner. Leaping stab, foul against Centerville from the back. Good catch by Caitlin Davis. She displayed her athleticism right there as she got Sydney out of trouble coming toward the ball. A couple free throws for her. Caitlin, nothing but net. Boy, she's money in the bank. 49-42. Sydney up seven. Minute 21 to go here in the fourth. Yellow Jackets trying to hang on for a huge victory tonight here at home against Centerville. Free throw Davis. It is rolling in again. Soft touch. Front rim, backboard, down through. Sydney by 8, 50-42. Sydney's outscored Centerville by 15 here in the second half. Here comes Centerville to midcourt, dribbling as Harrison pulls up on the arc. Goes right side to Kimbrell, back to Harrison. Loops it left corner to Ray. Outside the arc straight away. Ray finds a little crease down the lane. Shovel shot toward the rim. She's on the floor, fouled by Sydney. Jackets bailed her out. Minute 6 to go in the fourth. 4 fouls now on Taborn.
She's tired and she didn't move her feet that time. She just stuck an arm out.
2 free throws. Lauren Ray, 5'7 senior, Centerville. She missed it. No good. Boy, would this be a fine win, Chuck, for Megan Mummy and the Sydney High School girls basketball program. Centerville Elks came into this game tonight having amassed, what, 70-some victories or close to it over the last 3 years. Free throw is in and out. No good. Rebound Hudson. Hudson for Sydney, midcourt, on the bounce, pulls up. Oh, it's stolen from behind. Good play by Harrison of Centerville. Nifty takeaway. She dribbles down the floor, pulls up, foul line, J. Good by Harrison. And the Elks are back within 6. 50.8 remaining. It's not salted away yet. Clever play by the junior. Victoria Harrison of Centerville, the theft at one end and the foul line jumper at the other.
Just very quick hands.
Boy, doesn't she, though?
Mm.
I said 70 wins by Centerville over the last 3 years. 72, to be exact. Plus 4 more this year, 76. This would be an epic triumph for Sydney here tonight if the Lady Yellow Jackets can hang on and defeat this Centerville team, which, without question, according to head coach Adam Prefer, has had its 3 best clubs in his 14-year tenure the last 3 seasons. Not quite as good this year, but still, Sydney has put together a very fine second half. Here's Davis at midcourt, might have gotten away with a walk. Hands off to Hudson. She's doubled, tripled, back to Davis. Frantic play all over the floor. Foul, Centerville. It's been sloppily played at times. At times, the officiating has been a little bit shaky, but there's been so much contact. 39.7 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney with the right player at the stripe. It's Caitlin Davis. Double bonus. Nothing but cord. She hits it again. How many free throws in a row for her in this period, Chuck?
She's got 5 in a row and 7 for 7 for the game.
Caitlin Davis looking for 8 for 8 on the night at the stripe right here. Up and in by Caitlin. The lead is 8 for Sydney, 52-44, 37 seconds to go. Centerville's Harrison down the floor, streaks through the basket, has an open lane, missed the gimme below the rim, and we've got a rebound by Sydney, a foul by Centerville. Simply put, not a very good night for Centerville's 2 leading scorers, Victoria Harrison and Weston Minnick, averaging 19 a game between them. They have been off. Sydney's defense has been very solid. And the Yellow Jackets continue to send their best free throw shooter to the line, Caitlin Davis, up and in again.
That one actually touched the rim. I'm kind of embarrassed for her.
Half minute to go, fourth quarter. Caitlin Davis shoots, and that one lifts the iron and comes off. Rebounded by Centerville, down 9, 24 seconds to go. Long 3-point shot, Lauren Ray airballed it. Rebounded by Sydney. Timmons in backcourt to Hudson, off to Taborn. Good ball reversal. Down the right side to Nuss. Nuss scoots in for the layup. Rolling around, no good. Rebounded by Hudson, what do we have? Hudson jerked it off the glass. Demonstrative rebound by her. Is it a foul on Hudson? Or is it on Centerville? It's on the Elks. And perhaps fouling out of the game is Casey Perry of Centerville. Is that her 4th or 5th? 9.8 to go. This one's in the books for Sydney. 53-44. Sylvia Hudson shoots the free throw, missed it long. Halftime score was 26-19 Centerville. Sydney had a very poor second quarter, but the second half has been all Sydney. Hudson missed them both. Long rebound down the floor to Ray. Ray gives it up to Harrison. Harrison shoots the 28-footer. Off to the left, no good. Rebound Ray, shot blocked. Rebound Kimbrell, rolling around. It goes in. Does it count? Yes, it does. But it's all academic. Sydney wins it by 7, 53-46. Super victory for the girls' high school basketball program here at Sydney tonight as the Yellow Jackets knock off the Elks, who over the last three seasons plus four games this year had amassed 76 victories in just over three campaigns. And tonight the Sydney Yellow Jackets whipped the Centerville Elks by a final count of 53-46. Congratulations to head coach Megan Mummy, her team, and Sydney High School for a fine triumph here at home tonight over Centerville, the 7-53-46. Wow, what a second half by Sydney, which trailed 26-19 at the halftime break. 34-20 in the second half as Sydney outscores Centerville by 14 over the final two quarters to turn a 7-point halftime deficit into a 7-point victory here tonight. Great win for Sydney. A lot of hugs being shared among Sydney players and fans down on the floor here tonight. It's not a typical Centerville team, but don't get me wrong. It's a club with a lot of talent, a deep team. Certainly a club that will win 15 or 16 games or more again this year. But this experienced Sydney team met the task tonight and down Centerville here at home by 7. Chuck, let's take a look at our numbers and share with our listeners our Clancy stars of the game.
Well, on the Centerville side, they only had one person in double figure. That's Broner. She had three fouls, sat the entire third quarter, only made two free throws in the fourth quarter, which is amazing because she's one of the worst free throw forms I've ever seen. But she ended up with 11. On the other side, Hudson had 26. Tayborn had 15. Davis had 12. Only three people scored, but that was plenty. And you might be shocked. Hudson gets a lot of accolades, but I'll tell you what, Caitlin Davis, free throws, ball handling, we talked about the turnovers, they did a great job in the second half of limiting those. She made the entry passes that made it possible. Caitlin Davis is the Clancy's player of the game.
Yeah, 1 3-pointer for Caitlin, 9 made free throws, a number of terrific assists inside to Hudson and Tayborn, and Caitlin Davis wins the Clancy's award tonight. Sydney wins by 7. Caitlin Davis, our Clancy Star of the Game recipient. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets winning tonight by 7 over Centerville. It's not an upset. This Sydney team is strong. Centerville not as good as in the recent 3 years, but Sydney played a terrific second half in coming from 7 down at the break to win by 7, 53-46. Sydney's next game is home Saturday against Miamisburg. Meanwhile, Centerville's next contest is against Xenia on the road this coming Saturday. Sydney now 4-0 on the year. Centerville 4-1. Again, congratulations to Sydney head coach Megan Mummy, her staff, the team, and the entire Sydney High School and the community. A huge win tonight over Centerville, perhaps the biggest ever in girls basketball history here at Sydney, or at least in recent years, the last decade plus anyway.
Well, I would say in recent years, no doubt about it. I mean, you can't take this is not a typical Centerville team, but you can't take anything away from the effort that Sydney made tonight, and they've got a lot of walkovers coming up. What they have to do is keep their focus,
yes,
and be able to continue to get better and not try to coast and get bad habits, because that could happen against the Piquas and the Greenvilles and the Troys and the Butlers, who are just not very good.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Focus so important for Sydney now. The schedule will lighten up. Of course, Trotwood is down the road. Houston always gives Sydney trouble, it seems like. A road game at St. Henry in January, plus tournament play, Martin Luther King weekend against North Royalton. That's in that Berlin Highland tourney. That'll be a good test for Sydney. So the Yellow Jackets do have some stringent contests around the corner, including a game against Springfield 1 week from tonight. That's away from home. That could be a tough ball game too. Sydney victorious by 7 tonight over Centerville. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders, developing Timber Trail south of Anna, Route 25A. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, also customizing a home for you to your plans and specifications. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? The in-between south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. Tomorrow night from Fort Loramie, Rushi against the Redskins, Shelby County League girls action. And then coming up on Friday evening, we've got a boys contest for you in Shelby County League play. It is Botkins at Jackson Center. A pair of games for you on Saturday. Girls game Saturday afternoon on the air at 2:10, tip off 2:30. It is Fort Loramie at Anna. And then Saturday night, New Bremen boys at Fort Loramie. A very busy week, 6 games in all. So we've got 4 more left for you between now and Saturday night. Enjoyed it, Chuck. Very good second half by Sydney. Yellow Jackets deserve the victory for sure. Very poor shooting by Centerville over the last 2 quarters. Sydney's defense had a lot to do with it, as Centerville looked a little helter-skelter at times in the third and fourth periods.
Well, they don't have a whole lot of strength shooting the ball from the outside, uh-uh. And their inside game tonight was just non-existent. I guess a little disappointed. That's the first time I've seen Centerville play, and I was really kind of thinking I was going to see something special, and I didn't.
Nope. Centerville coming off a win Monday against Kenton Ridge, which the last several years has been strong in Division II. Centerville won that game at home 55-51 to remain unbeaten. But tonight the Elks suffered their first loss by 7 at the hands of Sydney. Two top scorers again for Centerville on the year coming into the game, compiling nearly 20 between them.
Yes, Minnick, scored 12, yeah.
Minnick and Harrison only 12, thanks to Sydney's D. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Sydney, where the Lady Yellow Jackets have knocked off the Centerville Elks 53-46.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.